Alice Miranda looked at the clock on the bedside table. It had just gone 4, and no matter how many sheep she counted in her head, sleep wouldn't come. She pushed back the covers and padded noiselessly to the hallway. Lucas was lying on the pull-out couch in the lounge room. She nudged past her cousin. It was strange being in a house that was almost entirely underground, although the air still felt fresh inside. "Can't sleep either," Lucas whispered. Alice Miranda turned around. "Sorry, I didn't mean to wake you." Lucas sat up. "You didn't. I've been awake for ages." "Me too," the girl said. "Would you like some water?" Lucas nodded and hopped up to join her in the kitchen. "I've been thinking about that guy, Taipan Dan," Lucas said. "Yes," Alice Miranda said. "What's your theory?" "Well, maybe he's sick and had to go to the city to see some doctors. Or maybe it was a family matter," the boy said. Alice Miranda frowned. Mr. Sprockett sounded worried, and he did say there was something else, and then he never told us what it was. The man had been in the middle of his story when he got distracted by a sparkle in the seam. He'd taken his pick and started chipping away, and from that point on it was as if he was mesmerised. After 10 minutes or so, Hugh realised it was opal fever, and they weren't going to get another thing out of him. The group had bade Sprockett farewell and made a detour via the kitchen to wash up, leaving the man to his work. They'd all been disappointed not to hear the rest of the story, but Hugh said it was something he'd got used to in the short time he'd lived there. Sprockett would start a tale, and if he was lucky, Hugh might hear the rest of it a day or so later. Hugh said that he'd never met Taipan Dan. Sprockett had kept to himself during Hugh's previous stay. "What do you think it could have been?" Lucas asked. "The thing Sprockett left out." "Who knows?" Alice Miranda said. "Do you want to look at the stars?" "Sure," Lucas said. The waitress at the restaurant had said they were her favourite thing about the outback. But by the time they'd arrived home from dinner, everyone was so tired that they'd forgotten to take a proper look. Alice Miranda opened the front door as quietly as she could, and she and Lucas walked out onto the porch. The first thing they both noticed was the chill. While inside was a pleasant 23 degrees, the temperature out here couldn't have been more than about 6 or 7. The other thing they noticed was the darkness. The dugout had been softly illuminated by a small row of lights under the kitchen cabinets that threw off enough of a glow for the occupants to be able to get around without bumping into things,